Okay, we are on page 248, and we're learning Simon, Shin, Tef, Vav, Sif, Yud. Page 248, Simon, Shin, Tef, Vav, Sif, Yud. There's the Shulchan Aruch on top of the page. Talis Kefula, a folded talis. Shahayu alei chutin, that there were threads on it, like strings. Shahaisa tluya vahem me'er Shabbos, it was already suspended by these strings before Shabbos. You're allowed to spread it out, you're allowed to take it apart. V'chein ha'poreich is insane when it comes to the curtain. Now, it's obviously very unclear what's going on here, and there's a big discussion that we're showing him what's going on here, but Mishnah Berurah will fill us in a little bit. Sifkot and Lamed Zayin, Talis Kefula. What is this thing? Shenosna ala moit, hanosan ben shnei ksalim. So you've got a pole that's going, resting like going between two walls, right? Got two walls and a pole going perpendicular across from one wall to the other, and you throw this talus over the pole. And then the two ends, obviously the two length end of the talus, this garment, whatever this sheet, ends up hanging down to the ground. Meshul shalim means it's hanging downwards. V'nichnas ben shnei kitzei seha, and the fellow who wants to get his shade goes between the two ends. V'yashem mipnei hachama, and he sleeps inside that, in between the two sides of the talus ends. But he's going inside between the two folds, How do you describe it? My English is not so good. What? Two ends of the sheet. That he's going in between the two ends of the sheet, and sheltering himself in that way. To make such a thing on Shabbos would be considered making a temporary tent. It would be a list of Rabbanon, as we explained in Sif Ches. So what's the Chiddush over here? So what is the Shulchan Aruch coming to say? The im kashahaisa talis mekupeles umunachas ala moit me'er Shabbos, if it was folded up and resting over the pole from before Shabbos, how you bachutim tluyim shal yadim poshtam l'ksoiseh, that it's actually got like threads or little strings in place that you can use those strings to pull it and stretch down the ends. Mutar lefashta b'Shabbos, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to extend it and spread it downwards and outwards on Shabbos. I'll call oyrech hamoit along the full length of the pole. I mean, it's on one end of the pole, and you've got strings there. You can use the strings and pull it across the pole to kind of extend the oil. Since the strings allow you, make it easy for you to stretch it out, to draw it out. Therefore, even though it wasn't actually, we always say you have to have a tefach to be able to extend it. Here, there was no tefach. It was all kind of bunched up together, but there were strings that can make it easier to pull across. So it's as if you've got a tefach already in place, and therefore it's as if you already have a pre-existing ayah that is trying to extend, and that will be permitted, or canal sif base. That's why it's permitted over here. Yeah, the strings make it as if you've already got the tefach, even though you don't.
The strings,
since it's so easy now to just pull the string and it extends the talus across the pole, so it's as if you've already got your tefach in place, if the oil's already there.
Was it already tefach?
No, it wasn't. That's the point, even though it wasn't. Oh. No.
Yeah. So it's similar to like a chair that we said you can open, or a baby carriage you can open it top, even though you may not have tefach. Something that's designed to be easily
open. I don't know if it's designed so much here. I'm not sure. It's not built in this way. So you dumped it on top of the pole, on the all bunched up on the edge of the pole before Shabbos, and it's got these strings, so you could just pull it across. I don't know if it's called like, it's not like a manufactured that way. It's just you put it down. I don't know if it'd have the same heter, but I hear that would be a nice heter if it would be true. But yeah.
And if you didn't have the strings.
Then you can't. Because the Magen Avraham, the Ma'iri She'achar Prisasa Layiyeh Begaga Melamala Reichav Tefach. However, point out the Magen Avraham, not so fast. It has to be that there will be no horizontal gag of a tefach when you open it up. Meaning, it's the case we described earlier. It's like an upside down V, and there's no flat roof at all, or not a tefach. Nor does it go out a tefach within the first three tefachim down, as we described in the previous sif. Because if there really is a tefach there, meaning, sorry, if you're going to make it in a way where it creates a tefach, a flat tefach, a gag, then that's really like a permanent structure, because it's got a flat roof, and the threads, these strings, will not help you. The strings only help you when you're creating a non-permanent oil, meaning to say that there's no flat roof of a tefach, or it doesn't go out of tefach within the first three tefachim downwards. But if it does, then the threads won't help you, and it's a chashash of a nesa derai, so it seems. Lamed ches.
The length, the combined length is a tefach,
isn't it? No, but it's going straight into the pole. The pole, it's not going to be flat without the pole. Meaning, if it depends how wide the pole. The pole is a narrow stick, then it won't be a tefach wide. So. Yeah. Lamed ches ufok umutel falka. You're allowed to take it apart, in the case we described. In the Shulchan Aruch, Shekol Ayel She'ein Bo Mishum Binyan, Ein Bo Mishum Stira. The simple equation is, if it's not a problem to build it, it's no problem to take it apart. That's why it's okay to take it apart here. Sivkon Lamates, V'chein, a Pareches, same thing applies to a Pareches, a curtain. If we're talking here, not about the Pareches of an Aron Kodesh, but of more like a doorway, so the same thing applies to this curtain. Kol Bazeh Gam Vilon Shelifnei HaPesach. Included in this is a curtain that goes in front of a doorway. That if again the same story, you've got a pole and that, and you put the talus over the top, and you've got the strings, etc. You'd be allowed to extend it if it was already set up with the strings from before Shabbos. I'm Magen Avraham, Dahai Vechein Lav Dafku. However, Magen Avraham points out that the word Vechein is not really Vechein, not exactly Vechein, not exactly the same thing as the previous case. Why? The Shari Bezer Afa Pisha Loya You Alea Chutim. Because in the case of a curtain, you're allowed to do it even if there were no strings from before Shabbos. You don't need the strings there. Why? Why is a curtain better than the case of the first case of the Shulchan Aruch? And we described it already in the past why it's better. But Mishum De'ein Oyel Ele Ha'asrika In Gag, because an oyel really is when you have a shelter, when you have a horizontal cover, and that's not the case of it. It's a curtain. The curtain is obviously much better. It's only vertical. There's no horizontal. That which the Sefer Migdal Oiv bought in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, and interesting what he says now, and it's also to be found, if you look in the Peirush of Rabbeinu Chananel, Shelefaneinu, that we have now, which just got printed, which was just published. They just discovered the writings of Rabbeinu Chananel, and they published it into a Sefer. This was 150 years ago, whatever it was. Yeah. So from Rabbeinu Chananel, what did it come out? The Pareiche, the Bepareiches, Nam Yitzach Shiyuchutim Kruchim Aleham Er Shabbos Litleif Bom. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, unlike the Magen Avraham was saying, you do need to have these strings in place wrapped around from before Shabbos to be able to suspend it, to pull it out. Yosef Tov Loimad Rambam. So once we find that in Rabbeinu Chananel, so now we can say that it's better to say the Rambam, Bal Halacha Zu, that the Rambam, who is the author of this halacha we find in Shulchan Aruch, Nami Sur Leik Rabbeinu Chananel, we can assume that the Rambam agrees to Rabbeinu Chananel. When you see the word V'chein of Haporiches, we didn't think it was literal. Magen Avraham says, no, it doesn't mean that because walls are better than covers, and walls that you don't need the strings. But the wall is better than a cover because it's only vertical, it's not horizontal. So that's what the Magen Avraham was saying. But once you see Rabbeinu Chananel, and you can therefore say that's what the Rambam means as well, you do need threads. Therefore, the Vechein of the Shulchan Aruch is exactly the same. Just like for the first case of the Shulchan Aruch, you need to have the strings in place from before Shabbos. So too, when it comes to the Pareches that we've mentioned, the question is why. But that's what's going to come out of the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel and the Shulchan Aruch here. And therefore you can take the word v'chein literally. That means exactly the same. You need to have the threads there. V'chein muchach mibir agro. Doing mifarsh kein agro also explains that way. Ach ledina, however, la locha, ein nafka mina. There's no real difference in this opinion. Why? De muchach me'ator v'sha poiskim de mutlit lois b'chol gavni. That the Torah and the other poiskim, unlike the Rambam, etc., hold that you're allowed to hang up the curtain in this way, b'chol gavni, even if you don't have threads. So it's true, maybe the Rambam and Chananel hold that you do have to have threads, but l'maisa l'alocha l'maisa, you don't need threads when we're talking about a pareches, a vertical thing, rather than the horizontal case we started with in the Shulchan. And also, and we discussed it already at the beginning of the Siman, that mechitza is much easier to be matir than a gag, right? So it's only a wall. As we saw in the Ramah earlier in Sif Aleph, the cave into Lay Narsis, Lehati, Enishim, Ancium, Isa Allah, you're allowed to make a wall like a curtain or whatever, if it's not coming to halakhically permit anything, it's just, you know, for privacy or whatever, then we're allowed to do it. And same thing over here, why would you need the strings if you're allowed to make such a curtain, put up such a curtain on Shabbos? Because it's vertical, not horizontal, and you're not doing it to be matter any halakhic, anything like a sukkah or like an eiv, whatever, then it's okay without the strings. However, Magen Avraham writes, so when it comes to a mechitza, a separation, a partition that does come to halachically permit something, where we already learned earlier, again, back in Sif Aleph, that you're not allowed to make such a mechitza on Shabbos, put together, obviously you can't build it with like, you know, nails and stuff, that you can't even put up a curtain if it's there to halachically permit something. That would apply even with strings already prepared before Shabbos. Right, making a wall that's permitting something is also even with strings, according to this opinion. However, there are those who are lenient that if you do have strings, then even a mechitza lahate that we described would be okay. So if you've got like a sukkah or an eruv, and don't, you can get to a question about the sukkah again, about built it backwards, whatever. A third wall of a sukkah or there's something enclosing that allows you to carry on Shabbos, if you're putting that up on Shabbos, which we said is not allowed because it changes the halakhic reality, it makes it a kosher sukkah, etc., then according to the first opinion, he's just bringing at the end here, then if you had already strings there in place to be able to pull it and extend it, then that would be okay, even though it's a mechitza that's being matter something. Whereas yesh mekilim, some are lenient. The first opinion holds that even with strings it won't help you, it's still asa. The second opinion says no, when you've got the strings, even a mechitza lahate is okay to extend on Shabbos. Okay, Yud Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. We have a machlokes at the end of the Mishnah Berurah about when you're putting up a mechitza lahatir, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. It's a mechitza like a third wall of a sukkah, this type of thing you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But if it's got strings already wrapped around it from before Shabbos, does that permit you to do it on Shabbos or not? That's a machlokes in the Achronim that he's bringing at the end here.
This includes a mechitza mishol.
A very good question. It looked like from Igus Moshe that you're allowed to put up such a mechitza because you don't need a full halachic mechitza to separate men from women. It's a drasha. A drasha, he said. You don't need. But that's really back in Sif Aleph. That was our discussion in Sif Aleph. Okay, Yud Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. Kilas Chasonim. Right, Yud Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. Kilas Chasonim, a bridal canopy. She'ein Begaga Tefach, which does not have a flat roof of a Tefach. Now, people might be familiar with four-poster beds, two-poster beds. We're going to get to talk about two-poster beds over here. So a bridal canopy that does not have a flat roof of a tefach. Below the pachos, mishloish of samach lagaga, where a tefach, nor does it go out of tefach within the top three tefachim. Hoyol shehi mesukenes lakach, since it's set up this way, mutl and toisim, mutl afalka, you're allowed to actually set it up or take it apart on Shabbos. As long as it's not hanging down from the bed, a tefach. So when you've got this, basically a two-poster bed, as you know, describe, and you've got the, you know, it's going down like this, and eventually the bed's down here somewhere, right? If it actually goes down and it hits the bed and then goes straight down a tefach, it's long enough to go down a tefach from where it hits the bed, that's a problem. Because when the sides hit the bed, that tefach that's below the edge of the bed is now the walls, and therefore the upside down V that's above it is now the gag. If it doesn't go down a tefach from the edges when it hits the bed, then there's no walls, there's no gag, it's all one thing. So it's much easier to be matter. But if you've got walls, which meaning when the curtains hang down and touch each side of the bed and go down a tefach, those can now be defined as the walls of this oil, and therefore what's on top of it, this whole upside down V thing going on, will be considered to be the gag. And that's why he's
in the case where if it extended down a tefach below the bed would be the roof, not the slanted part.
Not the roof. We're talking about above the bed. There's an oil now.
Yeah, but you have a bed there, so that would be the roof of the sides.
No, you didn't build it. Mm-hmm. No, we're not about you now got a shelter underneath the bed. On top of the bed. What kind of shelter do you have on top of the bed? So this upside down V thing is not really an oil because there's no flat roof. But if the edges hit the bed and go down a tefach, the sides at the ends of the sheets, then those become the walls of this gag that's on top of the bed.
They're not below the bed.
Yeah. Okay, let's see, again, it's a bit, without seeing a picture of this, it's a bit hard to focus. Well, we can do it. Okay. Sivkot Mem. Kilas Chasonim. a bridal canopy. There's a stick that goes out at the head of the bed, taller than the bed, and same thing at the legs of the bed. It's basically a two-poster bed. You've got a stick going across a bed. You've got a stick that goes across, you know, the full length in the middle of the bed. Yeah, a stick. Uforus alama a moit vilain gadol, and there's a big sheet, a curtain that's spread over that, thrown over that that stick. Shnei roshim yod in mikan mikan come in oil up in a kilometer, and then the two sides of the sheets that hang down on each side over the whole bed, a bridal canopy, a two poster bed. Fifkam mem aleph hoyol v'hi shi mutukenes. Since it's set up this way, again, the case is when it doesn't have a flat roof of a tefach and it doesn't go out a tefach from within the first three tefachim from the top, then since it's set up this way, you're allowed to put it up and take it apart on Shabbos. Peirush, shechina lekach mojim, you already pre-prepared it before Shabbos. Even though it doesn't have strings, and we spoke about, you're still allowed to use it on Shabbos. Aval im, but if it's not set up in this way, then it's asa. As we've learned earlier. What do we learn? We learned that even an oil that does not have a flat roof of a tefach, unless you've already got string there wrapped into it to be able to open it, you're not allowed to set up an oil even without a flat roof of any size. That will be an esedra bonon. But here it was set up that way, and therefore it's okay. And you're allowed to take it, you're allowed to extend it and close it on Shabbos. Sifkot membeis, may Allah mit a tefach, but that's only that it's not hanging down. May Allah mit a tefach. What does that mean? Hatam, the cave and chumashul sheleth, may Allah mit a tefach, but the kifer la'acha kloif hashipur. After the edges of the sheet go down and hit the bed, they go vertically a tefach. Have a like high tefach and then that, as I described, that tefach, that vertical tefach at the edge of the sheets on each end is considered to be a wall. And if anything above that, all the sloping on top of the bed is considered to be a gag. That's therefore a real oil, and that's asa. What? If I don't know how that happens. How does that happen? How does it suddenly go vertical when it gets to the only thing that's going to make it become vertical and not sloped is when it hits something and it comes in contact. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. Miu mita didan she'en kila. Let me just finish this piece. Miu mita didan our types of beds she'en kila alea she'poisin alea sadin, that we don't have this type of setup of this canopy that you spread across the sheet. Even though things are hanging down on the edge of the bed, down vertically, sheets, whatever, that's not a problem. Even if your bed sheet that's being put down onto your bed is hanging over the edges downwards, you don't say, okay, well, that's the wall, and the flat part, which is the sheet of the bed, is a gag. You don't say any of that. Why not? Because it's not a gag, because it's not. There's no airspace underneath the sheet. It goes straight onto the bed. And therefore, our beds nowadays are no problem whatsoever. Okay, Adkan.